Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with Femi Okay. So Ben Bernanke goes out to Jackson Hole, Wyoming last week and reflects on his year of crisis. Mm-hmm. And it appears as though his reward for those reflections and apparently dodging a depression bullet here in the United States is to be reappointed chairman of the Federal Reserve. Barack Obama announced last night that he will officially nominate Ben Bernanke to be Federal Reserve chairman after ending really months of suspense. And we'll hear about that in about 2 hours.
Okay.
And Ben Bernanke, during his second term, will preside over, it could be, an escalating pace of bank failures in the United States. Here to talk about Bernanke and the curiously fragile financial situation that still persists despite some positive economic signs is Richard Beauvais, banking equities analyst and a vice president at Rockdale Securities, who joins us from his office in Tampa, Florida. Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
And Dan Gross, columnist at Newsweek, our friend. He's also at Slate and the author of Dumb Money, is calling us from Connecticut. Dan, good morning.
Hi, John.
So Ben Bernanke reappointment, surprise to you, really positive thing?
Not surprising at all to me. Basically, one of the guys who helped create the mess is going to have the pleasure, responsibility, burden of cleaning it up.
And a part of that cleanup, and let me bring in Richard Beauvais right at the top, a part of that cleanup will involve the impending failure of perhaps as many as 200 banks that the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, is worried that it may not have the money to actually bail out all of those depositors if those banks fail in a disorderly manner. Can you describe the scale of the problem as you see it at this point, Richard?
Yeah, but I want to go back on a comment that was just made. Bernanke did not create the mess. The mess was created as a result of a massive amount of money flow being generated over the past couple of decades and being located in a small number of hands. The fact is that no matter who is chairman of the Fed, they do not control the world monetary system. You know, the dollar is only 19% of the world monetary system. It's not 100% the way it was decades ago. And the failure to understand this leads people to make statements which I think are totally inappropriate and wrong, that Bernanke created the mess. In terms of the answer to your question...
All right, hold on one second. Let me give Dan a chance to respond there. Then you can go back to the bank failures.
Well, I said he helped create the mess. He was part of the Greenspan Fed. He provided some of the intellectual background for this notion of a savings glut, not a borrowing binge. He spoke about the greatest peril in 2002, 2003 being deflation rather than inflation, which helped lay the intellectual groundwork for that period of incredibly low interest rates. And throughout 2006, 2007, he failed to diagnose accurately the problem.
Okay, well, let's agree to disagree on this question. We've got Bernanke, love him or hate him. Let's talk about the scale of the bank failures that will be the probably the immediate task for Bernanke and the financial sector to deal with going forward. Richard, you first.
All right, well, I think that it's not a Bernanke issue. It's an FDIC issue. I mean, basically, over the past year, a number of banks have found themselves incapable of dealing with their loan portfolios, and as a result of that, they are insolvent and they need to be taken out of the system. The number is actually very small. 200 banks, while it sounds like a lot, out of 8,200 banks is not a huge number, and if you compare it to the 585 banks that failed, we'll say in 1988 or 89, it's not a large number. What is much more important than the 200 banks that may go away is the fact that it will cost the healthy banks in the United States something on the order of $20 billion over the next 12 months to pay for the failed banks. And that $20 billion is about 25% of the profits of the banking industry. And I think the third issue that has to be considered, which is also very important, is that because the FDIC lacks the funds to deal with this issue properly, we may bastardize our system by bringing private equity funds into the banking system, which should never be done.
Richard Bove, let me just re-identify you here, a banking equities analyst and a vice president at Rockdale Securities in Tampa, Florida. Dan Gross, columnist at Newsweek and Slate. A quick question here. I mean, is the prospect of hedge funds bailing out the banks who are trying to buy failed banks to keep the FDIC from burning through too much of its federal insurance money a sign that things are unraveling, or is the system working here?
Well, you know, we have these private equity firms that want to come in, but they want to come in on these incredibly favorable terms. They want the FDIC to, and hence the taxpayer and the other healthy banks, to absorb a big chunk of losses and really limit their downside. That's one reason I think we shouldn't head too far in that direction. The other reason is that private equity firms and hedge funds have shown that when they run companies, they frequently tend to load tons of debt upon them without regard to whether they can pay them back or not, leading to a relatively high rate of bankruptcy when things go badly. And, you know, that's not necessarily the type of management we want. We are in sort of a pickle because, as Mr. Beauvais said, there are all these struggling banks. There's a sort of shortage of capital, and the shrewd buyers, whether they are big U.S. banks or foreign banks or private investors, they've become conditioned to sort of want a deal. They want their downside limited. They want the FDIC to share the losses.
Richard Beauvais, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think, as I say, the critical issue is looking at what's going forward, not what's going backward. And looking forward, what we're seeing is this huge tax on the earnings of the banking system to pay for failing banks. And I think that that's going to have a negative impact on bank stocks.
So the takeaway is the FDIC is really burning through its money. The acquisition of these troubled banks is going to impact the bottom line of the healthy banks in the United States. But basically, the financial system seems secure enough for Ben Bernanke to sleep well at night. Richard?
I think that's a fair representation.
All right. Richard Beauvais, banking equities analyst and vice president at Rockdale Securities in Lutz, Florida, and Dan Gross, columnist at Newsweek and Slate, friend of The Takeaway, author of Dumb Money, speaking to us from Connecticut.